الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we thank, seek for help and invoke for forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evils within ourselves. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, as you all know, Tawheed, the unity of God, is the most fundamental concept of Islam. Every Muslim has to believe in the one true God alone and not worship any deity other than Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the qualities such as He knows all things, He has power over all things, He is the creator and was never created, distinguish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all other beings. And the concept of Tawheed and Allah's uniqueness is well expressed in different parts of the Quran, and but it is more straightforward and well summarized in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Say, He is Allah, the one and only. Allah the Eternal, Absolute. None is born of Him, nor is He born. And there is none like Him. But today, I would like to take you on a journey of Tawheed with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautiful and powerful verses of Surah An-Naml from 59 to 64. The verses are so powerful and it sounds so beautiful. I'm gonna share each and every verse and then contemplate over each and every one of them. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون. Say, praise and thanks be to Allah, and peace be on His servants whom He has chosen. Is Allah better or what they ascribe as partners? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands His messenger, peace be upon him, and us to say, Alhamdulillah. Praise and thanks be to Allah for His innumerable blessings. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him and us to send peace upon the servants of Allah whom he chose and selected. And Abdul Rahman ibn Zayd said, the meaning of the servants he has chosen is prophets. And he said, this verse is similar to the one from Surah As-Saffat. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Glorified be your Lord, the Lord of honor and power. He is free from what they attribute unto Him. And peace be on the messengers. And all the praises and thanks be to Allah, Lord of all that exists. Then the first question of the portion that I'll be trying to cover today in my sermon comes. Allahu khayrun amma yushrikun. Is Allah better or what they ascribe as partners to Him? This is a question aimed at denouncing the idol worshippers for their worship of other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah begins to explain that He is the only one who creates, provides, and controls. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. Isn't He who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water from the sky, whereby we cause to grow wonderful gardens full of beauty and delight, that it is not in your ability to cause the growth of their trees? Is there any God with Allah? Nay, but they are people who ascribe equals. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Isn't He who created the heavens? He created those heavens which are so high and serene, with their shining stars and revolving planets. And He created the earth with its different heights and densities. And He created everything in it: mountains, hills, plains, wildernesses, crops, trees, fruits, seas, and animals of all different kinds and colors and shapes. وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and sends down for you water from the sky. He sends it as a provision and a source of life for us, and whereby we cause to grow wonderful gardens full of beauty and delight. And in the continuation he says, beautiful and delightful to behold. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. It is not in your ability to cause the growth of their trees. The one who is able to do that is the creator and provider, who is doing all this alone and independent of anyone or anything. Even the idol worshipper themselves admitted this, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Luqman, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if you ask them, those idol worshippers, who has created them, they will certainly say, Allah. They will admit that He is the one who does all these things alone, with no partner or associate. The only one who deserves to be worshipped is the only one who can create and provide. And Allah asks, أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any God with Allah? Is there any God that can be worshipped alongside with Allah? When it is clear to you and anyone who with reason that He is the creator, as you yourselves admit, then He said, بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. Nay, but they are people who ascribe equals to Him. They describe others as being equal and comparable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next verse comes, and it gets beautiful and beautiful. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Isn't He who has made the earth as a fixed abode and has placed rivers in its midst, and has placed firm mountains therein, and has set a barrier between the two seas of salt and sweet water? Is there any ilah, God, with Allah? Nay, but most of them know not. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. Isn't He who has made the earth as a fixed abode, meaning stable and stationary, so that it does not move or shake? Because if it were to do so, it would be not be a good place for people to live on. And our world spins with a speed at the equator of about 1,037 miles per hour. And but by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah still has made it smooth and calm place to live on. Subhanallah. And وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا and has placed rivers in its midst. He has placed rivers which are fresh and sweet, cutting through the earth. And he has made them of different types, large rivers, small rivers, and some in between. When I say this, think of the rivers such as Amazon, Nile, or Euphrates. And he has caused them to flow in all directions according to the needs of mankind in different areas and regions. And then the next one comes, وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي and has placed firm mountains therein. High mountains which stabilize the earth and make it steadfast so that it does not shake. And again, think of mountains such as Everest and Himalayas. And he said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا and has set barrier between the two seas. He has placed a barrier between the fresh water and the salt water to prevent them from mixing in case they corrupt one another. Divine wisdom dictates that each of them should stay as it's meant to be and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan to explain this beautiful verse. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا He said, and it is he who has let free the two seas. This is a palatable and sweet, and that is salty and bitter. And he has set a barrier and complete partition between them. Now, back to Surah An-Naml. After all, he subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ Is there any God with Allah? Any God who could do this? Or who deserves to be worshipped? It is the beautiful style in the Quran. You see sometimes the repetition of the verses. The most famous one from Surah Ar-Rahman. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ And Allah repeating here is repeating أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ After all the blessings. And he says, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Nay, but most of them know not. In that they worship others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the verse 62. And it gets emotional. He says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Isn't he who responds to the distressed one when he calls on him and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth generations after generations? Is there any God with Allah? Little is that you remember. Allah points out that he is the one upon whom people call in times of difficulty. And he is the one to whom they turn when disaster strikes. As he says again in Surah An-Nahl, ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ When then harm touches you, unto him you cry aloud for help. Then who responds to that cry? And he answers, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهِ Isn't he who responds to the distressed one when he calls on him? Who is the only one to whom the person in desperate need turns? And the only one who can relieve those who are stricken by harm? As Imam Ahmad reported that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, what are you calling for? And he, peace be upon him, said, أدعو إلى الله وحده الذي إن مسك ضر فدعوته كشف عنك I am calling people to Allah alone, the one who, if you call on him, when harm befalls you, will relieve you. And when you are lost in the wilderness, You call on him and he brings you back. And when drought or famine strikes, you call on him and he makes your crops grow. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ and makes you inheritors of the earth. That means each generation inherits from the generation that came before them, one after another. And then repeated divine question, أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ is there any God with Allah? Is there anyone else able to do that? Or a God with Allah worth worshipping? While you know that he is the only one who can do that, having no partners. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Little is that you remember. How little you think about that. And the last verse of the first khutbah, أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الْرِيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Isn't he who guides you in the darkness of the land and the sea, and who sends the winds as signs of glad tidings going before his mercy? Is there any God with Allah? Exalted be above. Exalted be Allah above all they associate as partners. Now he said, أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ Isn't he who guides you in the darkness of the land and the sea? It means that he has created of heavenly and earthly signposts. Again, as he explained this in Surah An-Nahl, he said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ It is he who has set the stars for you so that you may guide your course with their help through the darkness of the land and the sea. And then the last part of the verse, وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ And who sends the winds as signs of glad tidings going before his mercy. Winds bring clouds together, and out of that cloud, rain comes down. He described rain as rahmah, mercy, subhanallah. And again, repeated divine question. After all these, أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ Is there any God with Allah? تعالى الله عما يشركون. Exalted be Allah above all that they associate as partners. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. بسم الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله Dear brothers and sisters, and the last verse is the 64. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ I just wanted to recite each and every verse. It's, as I said, it sounds so beautiful and so powerful, especially when it comes to the part, أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ And isn't he who originates creation and shall thereafter repeat it? And who provides for you from heaven and earth? Is there any God with Allah? And this is the last time. Say, bring forth your proofs if you are truthful. He is the one who, by his might and power, originates creation and then repeats it. And his creation and repetition is so easy to him, as the verse from Surah Ar-Rum said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ And it is who originates the creation, then he will repeat it. And this is easier for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Let's contemplate a little bit over this one. And who provides for you from heaven and earth. With the rain he sends down from the sky, causing the blessings of the earth to grow. After that, by means of the water, he brings all kinds of crops, fruits, and flowers in all their different forms and colors. Then, one last time, he asks, أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهُ. Is there any God with Allah who created and provided for you? And after this, who could be worthy of worship? قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say, bring your proofs if you are truthful. Produce the evidence of that. But it is known that they have no proof or evidence. Again, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever invokes besides Allah any other God of whom he has no proof, then his reckoning is only with his Lord. Surely the disbelievers will not be successful. Only the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly the believers have succeeded. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and remove from us our misdeeds. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. آمين. أقم الصلاة.